Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, hopefully everybody's hearing me, okay? And again, this is part three of the series entitled Emotional Management. So today, my brothers and sisters, we will wrap everything up. Again, we've been talking about emotional bankruptcy. Yesterday, we talked about emotional validation. Today, we want to finish it up talking about emotional stability. So this over, under, and an understanding of emotional stability. What exactly is emotional stability? So my brothers and my sisters, when we were talking yesterday about this whole idea of emotional support, so how does that take place? Well, when we've been talking about emotional bankruptcy, we know that that simply means that we haven't modeled, we haven't seen, we haven't been in an environment where we were emotionally supported. And since we have not been emotionally supported, we don't know, or we have a hard time, or it's very difficult for us to maintain or for us to be the emotional support for other people. Now, the reason why this is so important, my brothers and sisters, is because we come from and we live in a time and in an environment where emotional, which is another word for mental, which is another word for spiritual support. So since it's so important that we understand the difference between outside stimulation versus inside revelation. So we talked all about this bankruptcy that we are all experiencing. And since we have this bankrupt, and we know that that means that we are devoid or that we are absent of this thing that we need, that we call emotionalism. Now, our emotions come from our thoughts. So our thoughts lead to our emotions. Our emotions lead to our actions. So if I want to change my actions, I have to change my emotions. If I want to change my emotions, I have to change my thoughts. And if I want to change my thoughts, I have to become a thought inspector. So today we want to talk about that. We want to talk about thought inspection. So I want to be emotionally supportive of myself. So how do I give, and more importantly, how do I get this emotional support? The most important thing, my brothers and sisters, when it comes to emotional support, is to make sure that you have a desire and that you have the ability to give emotional support to yourself. And the biggest and the number one way, now remember, the number one thing that shows that you don't have emotional support and that you don't have emotional validation, and remember we talked about yesterday the word validation at its core, after we talked about everything, remember, it comes down to valiant, which it comes down to value, or valiant, V-A-L-I-A-N-T, is V-A-L-I, which is value. A-N-T is at. So valiant means a valuable ant. Now the Bible says to consider the ant. Why does the Bible tell you in Proverbs chapter 66? The Bible says that there is something about the ant that is valuable. So when it comes to being your own emotional support system, you have to go to the ant. So if I take the Bible at its source and at its word, and I go to the ant, it tells me in verse 5, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 5, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 5, deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hunter's hand and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Notice it didn't say that God, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, it didn't say nobody else. It says deliver yourself. So the first thing that we have to over, that we have to under, and that we have to understand is that this is your job that you must do, brother. This is your job that you must do. See, I've been waiting for other people to emotionally support me and make me emotionally stable and to get this emotionally stab ability, the ability to stab. Stability is ability to stab, stab ability, stable ability. So my stable ability was coming from outside of myself. So anytime somebody decided to withdraw their emotional support, I was emotionally bankrupt. And so as long as somebody else was putting money into my emotional bank account, I was good. But when I was required to put money into my emotionally bankrupt account, on my emotional account, my account was empty. So I had no, just like your bank account, you don't put no money in it, you can't put no money out of it. So you can only be what you can see. Let me say it again. You can only be what you can see. Let me say that one more time. You can only be what you can see. So emotional stability comes from your ability to, again, do what Proverbs 6:5 says in the King James, deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. So you got to deliver yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. Verse 6, King Jimmy, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. So if I want to be wise, I got to look at an ant. Isn't that interesting? Look what it says in the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation of Proverbs 6:5, I'm sorry, 6:6, Proverbs 6, 6 says, take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from her ways and become wise. So, brothers and sisters, let's take a lesson from the ant. Today, we're going to establish emotional stability by looking at the ant. We're going to take a class right now on how to become emotionally, which means how to become mentally, which means how to become spiritually stable. I know a lot of people that are emotionally unstable because they are emotionally bankrupt. Me, I was their king. So how did I become emotionally stable? See, I used to be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine because everything that I saw affected me. Now, yeah. As my kids tell me, Dad, sometimes you can really be a pain in the... What does that mean? Because they do a shenanigan, and I'm like, I don't respond. They get in trouble, I don't respond. At the time, cops called me and had all my kids in handcuffs, well, three of them, sitting on the sidewalk. The cop knew me. It was 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They called, Mr. Rogers, we got your kids down here. They was, you know, out drinking. And they was at somebody's house in the backyard chilling. Some neighbor called a amazing noise complaint. And, of course, they have the black kids in handcuffs, and all the little white kids, they sent home. And so I got there, and they was all scared, man. I mean, my oldest daughter was scared to death. And I came home, picked them up, told the cops, yo, dog, why y'all got them in handcuffs, man? These are juveniles. They're kids. You know, come on, man. So they let them go. And they was real scared. We drove home in complete silence. I didn't say nothing. Because I had no emotional response. Because I understand, my brothers and sisters, that I'm not going to respond to outside stimulation. I'm only going to respond to inside revelation. And my inside revelation said, the kids did not do anything wrong. This is an overzealous cop. So I don't respond to outside revelation, outside stimulation. I could look at the current market. I could look at the current political landscape. I could look at the current economy. I could look at a lot of things and I could respond emotionally. And I could fall victim to exposure therapy because they keep exposing me to negative events. White cops killing black people. Why are they showing me this? They want me to respond emotionally. Now, if I was emotionally bankrupt, I would respond. But I'm not emotional bankrupt. So therefore, I have an emotional bank account. And I have a lot of emotions stored in that bank account. And when I see something outside of me that is trying to stimulate me, I go inside of me to revelate me. And there's an inside revelation that overrides my outside stimulation. I have inside revelation that tells me, don't respond to that. I have inside revelation. Somebody gets in my face and they start yelling, respond to that. I have inside revelation that says, you know, hey, somebody post something negative about you on Facebook. Don't respond to that. I have an inside revelation that says somebody sends me an email that they don't like my whatever. I don't respond to that. Now I have an emotional bank account that's full of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, self-control, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So there is nothing that can override the amount of emotional stash or cash that I have in my bank account because I considered the ant. And when I considered the ant, this is what I saw. This is what I saw. Classes in session. Proverbs 6:6. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Now, you know what? I've done a whole book about slack, slothful sluggard. A sluggard dreams dreams and has nothing. If you don't have no emotional stash, it's because you are emotionally bankrupt and you can only respond in anger. Remember those 7 keys that show that you suffer from emotional bankruptcy? What are the 7 keys? Y'all remember? Number 1, you respond in anger. You're a professionalist. Man, you come home, your wife makes you dinner, your husband makes you dinner, and it's in the microwave and you go off. God, blankety blank, I freaking told you I want my freaking food. You go off. I don't care what happened. The house could be spicking, stand. You find one sock on the floor and you go cuckoo because you're full of anger. Number two, you are self-centered. Number three, that you use abusive language and behavior. You always respond negatively. Number four, you are slack, slowful, sluggard. You don't have the ability to exert effort. We call it lazy. See, people where there is no purpose, people lack restraint. They don't have the ability to exert effort. Number five, you have no empathy. You have no ability to sense other people's pain. Number six, you are a control freak. It's your way or the highway. Number seven, you are full of hate. Notice number one, anger, and number seven, hate is similar. You harbor hate. Why? You don't have no emotional love, joy, peace. There's nothing in the bank to respond because you don't validate yourself. What does that mean? You don't see no value in yourself. Since you don't see no value in yourself, you got to wait for somebody else to come alongside of you and say, hey, Brother Will, that was a good show, man. As long as people do that, I'm good. But what happens when nobody calls me? What happens when nobody takes my book or my class or my audio series? What happens when I don't hear no good stuff? What happens when I go to the gym and nobody say, hey, man, dog, what you been doing, man? Well, you look good, dude. How old are you? What happens when I jog down the street with my shirt off, trying to get some attention? Nobody rides by me and blow. What happens when I go to the park, walk the dog, trying to get some females digits, and I don't get no response? What happens when all of the stuff that I do to get attention, to draw attention to myself, because why do I need attention? Why? Because I have BPD. What is BPD? BPD is what psychology calls borderline personality disorder. See, a borderline personality disorder means that in adolescence or somewhere, you was not emotionally validated. In fact, borderline personality disorder means that no one never communicated to you in an emotionally manner. It was always unreasonable and irrational. Borderline personality disorder means that for some reason, you were overstimulated or understimulated. See, borderline personality disorder means that people responded to you very emotionally by yelling and screaming, or they didn't respond to you at all by ignoring you. So according to modern psychology, people who come from extreme poverty and extreme wealth both suffer from entitlement disorder. Isn't that interesting? So you can be very, very rich. Very, very rich kids believe, because they grew up with everything, they believe that everybody owes them something. Very, very poor people, because they grew up with nothing, they believe that society owes them something. Oh, man, sir, I didn't have nothing when I was a kid, so somebody's going to pay me today. So I'm going to go take something. So all criminals, all very, very wealthy people, their children grow up with an entitlement disorder. They believe they are entitled. So people who have extreme emotional response, so you drop, you walk through the floor, or you come home from one day from school, and you drop your book, and your parents go off. God, blankety blank, didn't I tell you? Get your, and you get slapped around, you didn't even do nothing. I remember I would be, the little time I did live with my father, I would be in the living room of the little three-room shack that we was in, and my father would walk in front of me and he would kick me. Get out of the floor, man. Like, I had nowhere to go. He would over-respond emotionally to my behavior. There was no need for him to kick me in the ribs just for freaking sitting on the floor. He over-responded. Then I remember growing up before my mother died, and there were so many of us, I didn't get no attention. I would do something and nobody would notice it. And so I grew up with this lack of emotional support. And so now as an adult,
I got a conundrum. I go out and, God damn it, somebody gonna see me today. So I go to the gym, take my little shirt off, stick off my bird chest. I go over there and I get the biggest, whoever got the, who's ever lifting, I lift more. Who's ever running, I run faster. Whoever jumping, I jump higher. Why? I got to get attention. Why? I didn't get it when I was little. So somebody going to pay attention to me today. I mean, somebody going to pay attention to me. I'm going to be seen. You understand? So I've been doing this craziness all my life until I stopped. And I said, man, why am I doing this? And nobody could tell me. So I just figured it out myself. I said, God, why am I so emotionally thirsty? Why do I have to be seen? Otherwise, I feel like shiznit. And God said, consider the ant, O sluggard, and learn from her ways. So verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 7 says this. Let me read it in the King James. Proverbs 6, 7 says, the ant, which having no guide, no overseer, or no ruler. The New Living Translation of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 7 says, though they have no prince, though they have no governor, though they have no ruler to make them work. Verse 8, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 8. This will solve all of your emotional problems. Proverbs 6, 8 says, King Jimmy, though they have no ruler, though they don't have no, they got nobody telling them what to do, the ant provided her meat in the summer, and they gather her food in the harvest. In the New Living Translation, Proverbs 6, 8 says, the ant, they labor hard all summer. They gather food for the winter. The ants do this. Why? Verse 9, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9, King James, oh, how long will thou sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep, O sluggard? The New Living Translation of Proverbs 6, 9 says, but you, lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? Proverbs 6, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 10. King James, yet a little sleep, yet a little slumber, and a little folding of your hands to sleep. New Living Translation. Yes, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of your hands to rest. Verse 10, verse 11, Proverbs 6, 11. Proverbs 6, 11, King James, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and they want as an armed man. Proverbs 6, 11, New Living Translation. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Verse 12, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a forward mouth. What a worthless and wicked people, what are worthless and wicked people like? They are constant liars. Who wink with his eyes and he signals with his feet, but he points with his hand. That means your eyes, your feet, and your hand are all doing different things. Proverbs 6:13 says, you are signaling their deceit with a wink of the eye and the nudge of their foot and the wiggling of their finger, who with perversity in his heart continually to devise evil and he spreads strife. Proverbs 6:14, New Living Translation, their perverted hearts plot evil and they constantly stir up trouble. The ant does none of this because the ant works without a supervisor. Me, I didn't do that. I went to work. If it wasn't in my job description, I didn't do it. Why? There was nothing driving me. I needed an overseer. I needed a taskmaster. Why? See, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. You see, this scripture that I'm reading is coming out of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. See, when I figured out that the reason that I was emotionally bankrupt is because I had no fortitude. I had no mental fortitude. What is mental fortitude? I had no inside revelation. See, I was totally dependent upon somebody to drive me. I needed stimulation. I needed a reason. See, I don't do shiznets unless I'm getting, unless I have a payoff. So my motivated abilities pattern. So now I didn't change that. See, I tried to change it. I went to psychology and they said, "Well, brother, you got to get rid of your payment." I couldn't. Now it would be great. I could take medication, but I don't do medication. I don't need no drugs. So I switched the game. See, I took what the enemy meant for evil, and I turned it around, and I used it for good. So now I have a motivated ability payment. Why do I work? People ask me all the time, dude, why did you sleep? Now, right now, I should be asleep. So I came home today, jumped into bed about 9 o'clock, slept till 12 o'clock. So went to bed at 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 3 hours of sleep. I'm doing 3 shows a day and 1-on-1. And then I got to go back to work later on tonight for another 10-hour shift. Why? What motivates me? What drives me? Now, think about this question. This is very important. So we just read one of the Proverbs. Now, inside of the book of Proverbs, it talks about slack. It says, if you are slack, you will have lack. The Bible says the people who are slack will suffer from scarcity or poverty. The Bible says slothful. The Bible says that if you are slothful, you'll be put to forced labor. That means that you work with your back, not with your head. So all of the manual labor jobs I had was because I went to work, I did just enough to keep from getting fired. So they paid me just enough to keep me from quitting. Then I went from, now this is a 3-step process to get to young, rich ruler. So slack, slothful, sluggard must be replaced by a young, rich ruler. All of this is explained inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. And so I went from being slothful to being a sluggard. And so to keep from being an emotional sluggard, financial, there's emotional, there's spiritual, there's physical, and there's a relationship sluggard. So this formula works in all of the four areas: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. And so what formula did I use? I went from being slack and having lack to being slothful and working hard. That's why I was working 3 jobs. Then I went from being slothful to being sluggard. And a sluggard dreams, but he has nothing. And the reason that I had a dream, because my dream was not followed up by, and so I didn't have the ability to exert force. And the reason I didn't have no ability to exert force is because I didn't have what the ant have. The Bible says, consider the ant. What drives the ant? The thing that drives an ant is purpose. See, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. What does that mean, though? See, where purpose is not known, the Bible says, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Now, this is important. Where there is no vision, the word vision means a mental picture in the head. So if you don't have a mental, it means where there is no revelation. Where there is no outside revelation, there's going to be inside decay. A lack of outside, now you can always tell somebody who suffers from inside decay. So wherever there is an over display or overstimulation, anytime you see somebody that overreacts emotionally, that means that they are suffering spiritually. So anytime you get somebody who go off, you come home, you ain't do nothing. You just walk in the door, and your mate goes off. God, blankety blank, did not blankety blank tell you, beep, 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 why they going off? They pissed off. They angry. The number one sign that you suffer from emotional bankruptcy is uncontrollable anger. Why are you angry? Why are you angry? Life is good, and you pissed off. Why are you pissed off? Because you don't have the ability to control your emotions. Why? Because you don't see no value in yourself. Since you don't have no value, you're not a valuable ant. Since you don't have no valuable, see, you can only be what you can see. Let me say that again. You can only be what you can see. Let me say that again. You can only be what you can see. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17, Proverbs 29, verse 17, control your son, and he will give you comfort. He will also delight in your soul. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. So let me make sure you understand. Let's read it in the New Living Translation. Where there is no, or people who do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Let me say it again. People who do not accept divine guidance, people who have no revelation, people who have no prophetic vision. Brothers and sisters, are you running wild? That means you just go off. You go off for nothing. Somebody, you're walking down the street, somebody bumped you. Now, this used to be me. I'll be in the club. Club is full of people. Somebody accidentally step on my shoes. I go off. Yo, man, what the hell is wrong with you? You got a freaking problem? We can settle this. I'm ready to fight. Nothing happened. I just go off. Why? Emotionally bankrupt. So how did I become emotionally stable? Now I'm the opposite. Now I should get pissed off, and I don't. Nothing ruffles my feathers because I'm emotionally secure. How did I become emotionally secure? I see value in myself. I don't want to die no more. When I was young, I had a death wish. I wanted to die. So I did stuff to put myself in harm's way because I saw no value in being on earth because I didn't have shit to do. I didn't have nothing to do. Now I want to replace error with truth. Now I have a reason to live. Now I'm not running buck wild. Now I get up in the morning with purpose. I have diakonia. I have a destiny. I have a service. I have a ministry. I don't have a job. I don't need the job. The job doesn't provide me with my sustenance. It doesn't give me my mental fortitude. So if you don't have purpose, you're going to run buck wild. That means you're going to react emotionally because you ain't got nothing that you're focused on. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. If I'm at the rifle range and I'm practicing and I don't have a target, I just shoot at anything. Oh, there goes a bird. Let me shoot it. Oh, there goes a dog. Let's shoot the dog. Oh, there goes a rock. Let's shoot the rock. If you don't have a target to focus, if you don't have a target to discipline, and if you don't have a target to bring about order, you shoot anything that moves. You shoot anything. You got a gun. It's called thoughts. So somebody walk past you, you just go shoot them with a thought. The Bible says bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Remember the word God means granter of destiny. So I got a thought. This thought says, you know what? Go over there and slap the neighbor beside his head because I don't like the way he looks. A thought comes into my head. It tells me, I don't know why I don't like my neighbor. I want to go over there and slap the shizness out of him. So I see the neighbor. He's 80 years old. I don't care. I'm going to walk over there and slap him. You ever see the little black kids playing this game called knockout? Go to YouTube, type in knockout game. So there's a group of kids. They walk around and they punch old people unsuspectingly. They hit people so hard they're going to kill somebody. Knockout. Why? Why go to the hood? Why are there people now? It's not necessarily just the hood, but that's where I'm from, so I can talk about the hood. I'm black. I can talk about black folks. But it's white folks. It's not about race. It's about purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Where purpose is not known, crime exists. I've never seen a man in prison that had a purpose. Never. See, purpose prevents you from doing stupid stuff because you got a reason. So those little kids, they ain't got business to do. So they walk around and punch unsuspecting people in the face. So if you got purpose, you walk through life with your head on a swivel. So you would never get sucker punched because you know that there's people out there who don't have purpose. I can spot a man with no purpose, man, on Pluto. How? I used to be a man with no purpose. See, men with no purpose, they go around and they look for unsuspecting victims. Go to prison and ask an inmate, hey, dude, how do you pick the women that you rape? Go ask an inmate, how did you pick the bank to rob her? Go ask them. They'll all tell you. We look for the person who walk around that ain't paying attention. See, when you have a purpose, you pay attention. You ain't just walking around just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You're walking through the park, 12 o'clock midnight, black dog, you're a female, and you're just walking through the park like you ain't got, really? A woman that got purpose is not going to be in, freaking in the park at midnight by herself in a dangerous area. Why? She got a reason to go home. She got a wife, she got a husband. She got children. She got a job. She got something to do tomorrow. So she's not going to put herself in harm's way. A woman that ain't got no purpose, they're going to be outside jogging at 12 o'clock midnight with a little sports bra on and some little Daisy Duke shorts. And then they will. Now, I'm not saying that they're causing this. I'm saying that they're not being aware of it. That's emotional stability. Emotional stability comes from vision. Emotional stability comes from understanding. Emotional ability, hear this, comes from being a valuable ant. See, emotional stability comes from knowing this: I'm valuable. I don't give a damn if nobody else sees my worth. I see my worth. God sees my worth because I'm on the planet and I'm doing this. I woke up this morning. I had 3 hours of sleep and I popped up out of bed. That means, my ticket has not been punched. Today, I got something to do. What's my job? Replace error with truth. That's why I get up. See, there are many people that are psychologically bankrupt. There are many people that are spiritually bankrupt. There are many people that are physically bankrupt. There are many people that are relationally bankrupt. There are many people that are financially bankrupt, and they're looking for suckers so that we can attach themselves and suck the life out of them. They're called energy vampires. Now, brothers and sisters, if you don't see value in yourself, you're going to be attached to a tick. And that tick, now again, is a poly means many. Tick means blood-sucking animal. Look at politics. They are leeches. Now, you may be married to a leech. You may be dancing or dating a leech. How do you know? They have no emotional stability. Let me close with this so I won't get myself in any more trouble. You have to examine yourself, brothers. If you cannot be alone and maintain your mental sovereignty, you're emotionally bankrupt. If you have those seven attributes that I mentioned, you are spiritually bankrupt. What are you going to do about it? Let me tell you exactly what to do. You have to see yourself the way God does. How do you do that? Go take your Dale Kinnear report. Read the chapter that I put inside the Dale Kinnear report that says how God sees you. Take out your book that I gave you, Dare to Be You. In that book, Dare to Be You, I have a whole entire chapter that says what God has given you. I have another chapter that says what God says you can do. But the biggest chapter inside of my book, Dare to Be You, on page 33, from Master Teacher 33. So it's real easy to remember. Take out that book that I gave you, brother. Take out that book that I gave you, sister. Dare to Be You. Turn to page 33, and it has over 50 scriptures that says who God says I am. It's not what you're trying to be. You ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't got to do nothing. You got to simply oscillate. You got to simply vibrate on this. Think on these things, brother. Think on these things, sister. And it got over 50 scriptures that tell you who you are. Once you establish your worth, brother, once you establish your worth, sister, once you establish your value, no reverend, doctor, bishop, nobody can come to you and tell you, oh, you ain't shizness, because you're going to look at them and laugh. Somebody going to come on you on your Facebook page, and they're going to debate one of your posts and tell you, I don't believe in that, brother. I think that what you're saying is whack. I think you're selling snake oil. You're going to laugh. Somebody's going to come up to you and say, Brother Will, you know, man, I appreciate you, homie, but I don't want to be a part of what you're doing no more, man. I'm not interested in your books or your takes. In fact, I think your shizness is whack. You know what you're going to do? You're going to laugh. Because now, my brothers and sisters, you don't need no outside stimulation because you got inside revelation. I don't know about you, brothers. I don't know about you, sisters, but I'm like a ship. And my ship is not tossed. Because, again, I have an anchor. That anchor is Christ. It is the messianic office. that furnishes the one in that office with the power, with dunamis power, to fulfill that office. So now when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Now, am I being God, like we're talking about tonight at 7 p.m.? Nope, I'm not there yet. But I am pressing toward the mark of the high calling. And when I get to that place where I am being, that means existing, God, supreme being. When I exist in love only, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. Because there is no law above the law. What is the highest law in the land? Love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. When you be love, you are being God. Somebody come up to you and they say, well, man, you know what? I think what you're saying is you say, brother, I love you, man. Yeah, brother, but F you, F your mama, F your dog, F your, you know what, brother, God bless you, my man. When you just have love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, service, I don't care what happens. Somebody slap you on your right cheek, what did Jesus do? He turned to them their left cheek. Somebody take your shirt, Jesus said, give them your cloak, give them your whole freaking wardrobe. Somebody misuse and abuse you, keep it moving. When you do that, you are emotionally stable. People are going to look at you. They're going to say, that dude's kind of strange. I've been trying to get underneath his skin. I can't get a reaction from him. I'm trying to get a rise out of him. And he ain't responding. I talked about his mama, his dog, his children. I cursed him out. I did everything to him. And the dude's still saying, God bless you, my brother. Try that out for size. Try that for one day. Try one for just do this for one day. I triple dare you for one day not to respond. Because remember, whatever you react to, you enact to. Let me say that again. Whatever you react to, you enact to. Reaction means to join a play. I ain't joining nobody's play. I got my own. I am the director and the star of my own movie. I'm interested in yours. Sorry, I'm busy. I'm too busy being God. My brothers, my sisters, I know that's probably contrary to your theology. I understand. See, I don't pray to God. I pray as God. Brothers, may God bless you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's show. Again, join me later on tonight for the series, Being God. You want to blow your cookies? Read that book. You really want to blow your cookies? Join the series, Being God. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sisters, I will see you. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. Kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going nuts to get out of that shell like pistachios.